Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru, and great to have you on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to look at the importance of cross promotions to get exposure and fill your sales funnel. You see, I've always talked about you've got two choices. You can go out there by yourself, one by one by one by one, trying to fill your sales funnel, trying to get people who are interested in your product or service, and then making sales. Or you can leverage off other people, people within your network, people that you don't even know, social media, people who are just willing to be able to help as affiliates. There's all these people out there who are happy to be able to give you exposure into new networks to be able to fill your sales funnel. And then you can take those people in your sales funnel to be able to make sales. So the easy way to be able to do this is to have other people put things into your sales funnel, and then you just concentrate on the closing, on the selling bit. If you're having to do both, it becomes extremely difficult. It becomes quite tiring to be able to do both. So let's have a bit of a look at the importance of being able to get more exposure and fill your sales funnel through the leverage of other people. So there's a whole bunch of people out there who don't know you, who don't know your product or service. Unless you're one of these huge companies that can brand yourself all over the TV, all over the radio, all over billboards, then there's a whole percentage of people who've got no idea that you even exist. Now, for you to get to those people, that's going to take an awful lot of time, effort, and money. However, for you to be able to use other people to be able to get exposure into their networks, you then get to these people a lot quicker. And certainly with a lot less expense than what you would if you tried to do it all yourself. So you've got to constantly keep finding day in, day out, how do I get exposure into new networks that currently those people don't know me? So when you're thinking about this, what you're trying to do is you're trying to go, who might I be able to do new cross promotions with? Who's in my network? Who's on my database? Who's in my social media connections? Who are people who I'm meeting at networking events? How can I help or get them to help me to be able to give me exposure into their new networks? And then I can take those new networks and ask them to give me exposure into their networks. And the funnel just keeps on going. Because if you're getting these people to then give you exposure, and exposure might be something like sending people because you're doing a webinar, sending people because you're doing a live event, workshop or seminar, sending people because you've got an ebook or a book or a white paper or something of value that you're giving away, sending people to a YouTube video or podcast. Or it might be as simple as I've got this email or I've got this landing page with an offer on it. Can you send people to that too? So what you're doing now is you're filling your sales funnel to then be able to have future conversations for when that person is ready to buy your product or service. Now, when you get your networks to send stuff out for you and you're getting exposure into other people's networks, obviously there's a percentage that are interested and a percentage that don't care. So the percentage that are interested become qualified people. You've now got qualified people in your sales funnel who at some stage are probably going to buy from you. And it's just a matter of them being ready for your product or service. So if you think how hard it is to get qualified people into your sales funnel by yourself, this really is something that's really important and something you should be focusing on day in, day out. So let's have a look, and we've spoken in the past around how to set up a cross promotion. So I'm not going to go into that. What I'm going to look at is just more so the importance of cross promotions and finding the right sorts of cross promotions. So you've got to ask yourself, who is my target audience? Who does my target audience also buy from? And then you go to those other people, because you're in a non-compete situation, and you try to create cross promotions with them. So that's something as simple as, will you do this for me and I'll do this for you? And therefore, then there's a win-win in that collaboration. So where can you find those sorts of cross promotions? Well, have a look straight away in your own network. Have a look within your own social media. Ask your current network, do they know people within their network that they might be able to introduce you to? So those three things alone should allow you very simply to be able to find a handful of cross promotions. So we're doing something right now where we're popping onto LinkedIn, finding the right sorts of people and sending them a message and asking, hey, this is what we're looking at doing. Would you like to be able to collaborate with us? So far we send out about 10 messages a day and we get five, six back saying, yeah, would love to. So if you think that if you're doing that over the course of the week, you've got close to 20 new cross promotions you could do. Now that's an awful lot of exposure, because let's just go that every one of those have 100 people that they could send it out to. So 20 times 100, there's 2,000. Let's just go that 20% of them are actually interested in what we're doing. Okay, so there's nearly 400 people into our sales funnel. How long would it take you to get 400 people into your sales funnel doing it all yourself? So that's the power of this simple little strategy. So before you can go out there and you can really get cross promotions working well for you, you've got to have something of value that you can get those people to send out. Now you've got to remember, if we just quickly look at the psychology of this, the human thinking of this, these people don't know you, they don't like you, they don't trust you as yet. You're going on the back of your partner's credibility. So there's just a little ounce of, I'm happy to open it because so-and-so is sending it to me. So if you put out a sales message straight away, you're going to get pretty much a zero return. And unfortunately, that's what most people would do. So what you've got to do is you've got to take that little ounce of credibility that you're going on in the back of your partner, and you've got to start adding value to that new person. They've got to start seeing that you are someone that they can trust, that they can like, and that they can actually get some sort of value from your product or service. And that's why getting partners to be able to send out a video or a book or an ebook or a webinar recording, something where you can actually add value to that other person, becomes far more powerful for them to be able to get to learn about you and therefore feel more comfortable buying from you. So that's the first thing you've got to get organized. You've got to have that sort of piece that your partners can send out. Once you've got that, now you can find your partners. Then when you've got partners who are willing to send it out, then do up the little blurb, the little email for them to send out, and off it goes. Now watch people come into your sales funnel, and at the very back end, have a process in your sales funnel for how you deal with all these new people coming in. Now, let's just go, you don't happen to have anyone that can promote or partner with. That's fine. There are all these opportunities out there to rent email lists. So if you can go on and you can find people who are willing to for you to pay a few hundred dollars for them to email out to their people. And even if it's not being promoted, ask people. Hey, ask people that you know that have email lists. Hey, if I give you $200, are you happy to email out to your people? So I would say, roughly, I'm happy to give someone $200 if they're going to email out to 5,000 people that have about a 40% open rate. So that means that roughly 2,200 odd people are going to see my email. And let's just go again, 20% of them are going to be interested because obviously I've made sure it's a targeted list. So that then gives me, again, about 450 new people into my funnel. So $200 to get 450 new people into my funnel, it's like I've paid just under 50 cents per lead. Now, I don't know too many other places where you can get a qualified lead for 50 cents. So that is another way that if you don't happen to have cross-promotion partners, that you can do it to begin with as you then build up cross-promotion partners. Okay, and that's just simply renting lists. So the things that you need to work on from this particular podcast is you need to have a education piece or a value piece. You then need to find people to promote it to you. And you need to have a back-end system that once they come into your sales funnel, that you can sell to them. Now you've got other people filling your sales funnel and giving you more exposure, which is a fast way of growing your business. So hopefully that's been really helpful. I look forward to hearing how you go with that. Remember is the word I was looking for there. Remember, the biggest thing that's going to determine your success on this or not is how much value you can add to someone who doesn't know you yet. Because the more they're blown away with what you share and what you say, the more likely it is that they're going to buy from you. So don't give them half-hearted things. Give them everything. Because that's what's going to make them then go, hey, I want you to do this for me. And therefore, it becomes a real easy sale rather than a hard sale. You can always find us at referralmarketingguru.com.au. You can always find our podcast on iTunes. Just search for Get More Referrals Today. You can always be able to see videos on our YouTube channel, as well as all our blogs on our referralmarketingguru.com.au website. Love to see the sorts of things that you're doing, so feel free to always shoot me an email, support@michaelgriffiths.com.au, and we look forward to hearing from you shortly. So take care.